I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're about to get swept a four-game series, trying to prevent that. They've lost 6-7. Pitching's been okay in this series, maybe not so much against Houston. And then the offense has gone sleepy time, 2-for-19, runners in scoring position. Here to make sense of it all, or try to, is an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling today?
Well, I'm pretty good, Bob. How are you still?
I cannot complain, Mike. Hey, like, I got a four-day weekend coming up. I'm already staring at my watch, Mike Bordick. I'm just joking, not really. But Aiken comes out for the ninth. What is Mike Bordick thinking about that managerial decision with Rico Garcia warming up in the pen?
Oh man, that was a head-scratcher for sure. You know, I could have swore I just witnessed one of his relievers get out of an incredible jam just a short time ago. It might have been just a week and a half ago or so. And very similar, and struck out the side. And Manzolino straight up said, after an inning like that, you can't let him run back out because nothing good can come of it. And sure enough, he did that with Aiken. Now, Aiken's a little bit more of a veteran, but I think he's already proven that ninth inning, he doesn't like it very well, or at least he doesn't have success right now. I would have said, wow, what you just did was an incredible Houdini act in the eighth inning. Way to go. Sit on that. We'll bring somebody else in because you're supposed to be looking at other arms anyway, and at least find somebody that can, you know, sack up and close a game out. Aiken doesn't want to be in that position, and he did his job in the eighth. I hope we're not screwing Aiken up doing this, thinking that, well, he's the only arm we can trust out there. And in turn, you're kind of hurting the guy. You know, his earned run average is ballooning, plus his self-confidence. You're kind of sticking a dagger in that as well. Sure, he seems like an unflappable guy, but my gosh, this isn't going to bode well for him or his career, I don't think. So I don't think that was a smart decision.
All right, let's get to – we were talking yesterday on BBT, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, Mike, about Sammy Basayo around the first base bag, nimble enough. Certainly looks like he could be capable of making it happen if, in fact, that's where he's going to wind up. But behind the plate, made two really good throws yesterday. One was originally ruled as a caught stealing, overturned, and rightfully so, the guy was safe. Mm-hmm. And then he nailed a Hamilton second time around. So very, very small sample size. What do you see from a Basayo behind the dish? He's a big imposing target to throw to as well.
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah, that's a big man back there, or a big kid, I should say. Very impressed with the arm strength. Wow, that was a couple lasers down there. And sometimes with big bodies, it takes a little bit longer. So obviously his feet work really, really well. If you want to be a good throwing catcher, your feet better be underneath you. So he gets his feet under him really nice. So that all looks good. You know, there are other things that, you know, a couple balls, maybe the blocking. Listen, I think his lack of experience behind the plate is his only, you know, flaw. He just needs more time, and hopefully he can continue to catch this month. I just hope the Orioles don't put so much stock in him as being their guy. I hope they continue to promote that Adley is definitely the number one catcher, and, you know, that Basayo will continue to learn, and he'll play more first base. So that's my only hope. But right now I think he looks pretty darn good back there. It'd be nice if he could flip in a few more hits, man, to get that confidence going, because you can tell he's pressing a little bit too.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, our colleague, BBT, joins us every Thursday. 105.7 The Fan, Benny and Haney. Another thing we talked about yesterday, for those who may not have listened to BBT, and if you didn't, what the hell were you thinking? I mean, we're on at 5:30. But Jackson Holliday, at the leadoff spot. He's there again today. And Tony Manziolino kind of boxed himself in a corner a couple of months ago. He's going to be our leadoff hitter for the next 5 years. And then even one step further, hey, he's going to be one of the three best or five best players in baseball in the next whatever. Like, okay, I like the positivity, but O'Holliday's below the Mendoza line here in August. And he's leading off again, as we said. Good. Have fun with Garrett Crochet today, but that's the entire lineup. But what are we doing here, Mike, if the struggles continue a little bit? He did double last night, to his credit.
Yeah, thank goodness he did. He needs those hits, man. You can tell this is kind of.
Oh no, he didn't. He went over. My bad. Sorry about that.
Well, that's right. He did go over.
Yeah, Jackson,
the other Jack.
He hit the ball hard.
Yeah, he did. He lined it.
Yeah,
right.
He hit it hard, which is a positive.
Yeah. So we talked about it last night, and I do think we did win an award for last night's show. So I hope everybody did tune in. Holiday is a head scratcher right now, and I think they kind of put themselves in a corner. Obviously, Manziolino did with, you know, what he had talked about a few months ago, and it might have kind of cursed Holiday a little bit because, yeah, his bat just isn't playing as well. The at-bats look like he's struggling a little bit in between, and it might be fatigue at the end of the season. We talked last night. Well, you can. You know, break it to him easy, man. We want to give you a little breather, man. We'll move you down to the 6 or 7 hole. You might have more RBI opportunities. You know, you can get one less at bat maybe per night. And I think that might go a long way for him just to reestablish some confidence offensively. If he goes through this whole month of September and he just can't find a swing, man, is it going to be a rough off season? I want this kid to go off happy and think, man, I really had a successful first year under my belt. I made a lot of improvements because I genuinely feel like he has. It's a hard, long season, and you learn a lot about yourself. But I also think that Manziolino could take the step forward and, you know, give him a little bit of a breather down there. It's not easy leading off big league games every night and then having your fifth at bat come around after you got a couple punch-ups and you hit into tough luck night after night. And this has been going on, right, this whole month. Mm-hmm. So it has been a struggle for
me. I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bordy, I got a fundamental question for you. Because you guys were talking about Basayo and his throws to second base. That's my fundamental question because the one was safe and the one was out. And Gunner, you know, he caught the ball towards the back of the bag so he could tag there where Holiday catches the ball in front of the bag and then he slides in. Is that what's the correct way to do it, Bordy?
Well, I'll tell you the correct way to do it, and this is so not what anybody does right now, and it's to straddle the dang base and let the baseball travel so you can catch the ball on the base. Everybody is taught to take the throw in front of the base now so that it's easier to make the throw up the line because, believe it or not, catchers are taught in some instances to actually throw the ball up the line thinking that it's going to be quicker to get to the base runner. Either way you do it, you have to let the ball travel. You cannot go out and get the ball and expect that you're...
That's what Holiday did, right? Where Gunner didn't.
Exactly. Gunner's pretty good about letting that ball travel and has an understanding about where he's got to put that tag on. I still think he should straddle the base as well. It would be a lot easier on these guys. I think, unfortunately, everybody wants to avoid contact, and that might be the issue there. But, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can't catch the ball in front of the base and expect to swipe that tag back and beat that runner.
I stand corrected on Holiday being below the Mendoza line. He's way below the Mendoza line. He's coming in for the month of August, which has, a couple of days left? It's in a $1.46, Mike.
Oof-ta.
For the month.
Yeah.
.02 slugging right. percentage. .146 is great if you're trying to make weight for the welterweight championship fight on Saturday night. But when you're leading off for the Orioles, it's not an ideal situation to be in. But we don't want to end this segment on a bummer. So, Mike Bordick, we appreciate the time. What's that Baltimore baseball podcast looking like with you and Jerry Coleman?
Oh, it's looking really good. As a matter of fact, you know, the Jackson we just spoke of, Jeremiah Jackson, was our latest guest, man. And just another super nice guy. Great opportunity for him to possibly, you know, earn a spot as the utility player next season, obviously, with the loss of Urias. So, yeah, it was a fun conversation with him. And it was nice to see him get that double down the left field line. He got the bat head out in front of it. One more positive note, though, to add to Holiday. I think this month he's actually walked more than he ever has. So this is what happens with young players. He's a little in between in that regard because you know he's heard our buzz about, my gosh, how can he be a leadoff hitter with just a 300 on base percentage? So he's trying to walk, but is losing that aggressiveness, and he's a little in between. Thanks for letting me share that, you guys, and have a great afternoon.
Hey, have a great Labor Day weekend, Mike. See you
all
next
right,
week.
Take care,
all
man.
Right, see you guys.
There's Mike Bordick, everybody, Oriole Hall of Famer. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Stick around. You don't want to miss it. News from the Nats coming up top of the hour. You want to hear from Eric DaCosta? Gotcha. You want to hear from John Harbaugh? Gotcha covered there. How about Kyle Hamilton, the new $100 million man for the Ravens? Going to hear from him as well. Buy or sell. Hopefully we're counting our own money at that point in time. And we're going to get into these win projections from The Athletic. Austin Mock, he does treat the Ravens kind, but you know, I'm thinking over and maybe a lot over.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.